okay.
A gargantuan effort underway here, an Olympic effort to bring you up to date on the top topics of the day as we whiz through what's going on in the world. It's Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with the things you need to know to feel educated, edumacated as to the...
let's not get crazy.
No, okay. Ben Bernanke wants to know if you are happy.
Sure, Ben. Thanks for asking.
Chairman of the Federal Reserve says that gauging happiness can be as important for measuring economic progress as determining whether inflation is low or unemployment high. Economics is just not about money and material benefits, he said. It's about understanding and promoting the enhancement of well-being. He said the Fed policymakers rely on reports on hiring, consumer spending, other economic data when making high-stakes decisions about the $15 trillion U.S. economy. The dual mandate is to maintain low inflation, full employment. How are we doing on that so far?
I think it's great. We're doing well.
Mm. Yeah. We should seek more direct measurements of economic well-being. Are you happy? 800-510-8255. He was speaking at a conference of economists and statisticians in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's happy time, according to the Fed.
Yes.
Are you happy, Jennifer?
Totally, Doug. Totally happy.
Happy, 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 happy.
Hey, you know what? I'm so happy.
Yeah, you're happy.
If you're happy and you know, clap your hands.
Bop, bop. If you're happy. So the United States has 63 medals. By the way, I didn't know that. I didn't say this and haven't said it. We have full Olympic updates that continue every moment at DougSteffen.com. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
The big storylines, but then stories of what's what and who's who, medal counts.
The drama, the heartache, the glory.
Yes, that? And lousy weather as well. Mm-hmm. American Jen Schur, S-U-H-R, is that how you pronounce her name? Sure, I guess.
Yeah, sounds right.
Pulled off a huge upset in women's pole vaulting last night. She took the gold with a vault of 4.75 meters, which is 15.584 feet, besting the Russian Yelena Izan Bayabia Baba Baba
Vera. Oh, her.
Izan, it's spelled Isinbayeva. How do you pronounce that? Izan Bayeva, I think that's
Bayeva.
It.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The U.S. women's soccer team won a thrilling semifinal against Canada. Scores 4-3 on that one, Jen. Striker Christine Sinclair from Canada scored a hat trick. That's three goals.
It
putting
is.
The Canadians ahead 1-0, 2-1, and 3-2. But the U.S. women came back three times before Alex Morgan scored the game-winning goal in the final minute of extra time.
Fun to have a good match.
U.S. faces Japan for the gold in a rematch of the Olympic finals from last year. The U.S. took gold in Beijing, but the Japanese bested the Americans in the World Cup finals. World Cup final last year. In gymnastics, Gabby Douglas failed in her quest to win a third gold medal. The team, an individual all-around gold medalist, messed up her routine on the uneven bars. Finished last. Wow. U.S. men's beach volleyball, which is just so crazy.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. In England, beach volleyball.
I know, it's weird.
London. Suffered another disappointment. Second and final team, Jake Gibbs, Sam Rosenthal, lost in the quarterfinals to the Latvians. They were 3 points from advancing to the semifinals, but the Latvians scored six of the final 7 points to upset the Americans. Over on the women's side, both American teams advanced to the semifinals. Here's a bizarre file. U.S. judo competitor Nick Del Popolo, I believe is his name, Nick Del Popolo, sent home from the Olympics for testing positive for marijuana after eating a pot brownie.
Hanging out with Phelps again, huh?
I think, you know what, that's something people keep laughing about, and it's almost to the point of being annoying because he got
just
caught.
Just a joke.
I don't think it's funny. That's
I know,
right.
You are such a defender of the old Phelps.
Well, I think he's done so much good. The people that get stuck on this kind of stuff.
We can still laugh about it.
I'm not laughing about it.
All right, well, I made an
executive decision. I'm not laughing about it.
I'm gonna.
All right, so let's see here.
So where did he get the pot brownie? So really,
I don't know. You'll have to do some research.
Like, was it in the buffet line? Did, like, another country shove it in? So
that
we
could be it, right? Those damn Chinese. All right, so the Chinese have 64 medals altogether. We have 63. The Russians, 42. Great Britain, 40. Japan, 28. France, 26. South Korea, 22. Actually,
Great Britain's really jumped up there. They were kind of lagging behind.
And the Russians have, too.
Yeah.
South Korea, Germany, Australia tied 22 apiece.
How are my people?
Italy, 17. Netherlands, 10. Canada, 10. Ukraine, 9. The Czech Republic,
yes,
I believe, still has 1.
No, they have more than that.
I don't think so.
How's Ireland?
Ireland still has none.
No.
Yes.
Only there were an event for drinking. We would totally win.
Right, let's see here. Czech Republic. I don't even see the Czech. I know they had, at one point, they had 1.
Well, it didn't get taken
away.
They
have 5?
I think they have 5.
Yes, they do.
They won some. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, North Korea has 5.
See?
Czech Republic has 5. Kenya has 5. Mexico has 5.
Czechs.
Yeah. Mihushkabu.
Damihubishku.
Bahushkabu. I like that. That's a good, that's for Halloween. Bahushkabu.
No, it's Damihubishku.
Bahushkabu.
No.
Bahushkabu. I like that. Charlotte likes it, too. All right, so we have lots to talk about here. Jennifer's going to bring us some updates on Sharon Osbourne's fate and who may join the... actually, there's an interesting Michael Phelps story I'm sure that you found. So we'll dig around on that. Lots of gossip becomes part of the conversation. Who's the shooter in the temple in Wisconsin? They get to that. The nicest thing, the best thing that's going on is the enthusiasm that Americans seem to be feeling over the rover landing on Mars, which is kind of cool when you think about it.
I watched it on an iPad because I couldn't get it on. There's no TV where I was staying.
Yeah.
So cool. Oh, my gosh. My mom and I were huddled in her bed and we were watching it. And it was
really?
Oh, so much fun.
Very cool. All right, 14 past the hour. There's a man named Joel Wallach, who's not your typical doctor. He's a veterinarian and he's what they call an ND, I think. Isn't that naturopathic doctor, ND? And he has worked for decades at putting information together on people and their needs in terms of medicine, nutrition, not prescriptions. Nutrition, he says, is the way to stay healthy. And, you know, I agree with him 100%. So much so that I've decided to work on this plan. DougStephanTeam.com will put you into a great place in terms of your health and physicality. You don't want to have affordable health care so you can fix problems. You need to take advanced action. You need to fill your body with essential nutrients every day that will keep you avoiding all those bad diseases that are out there. You were talking about some sad reality in your family, somebody having breast cancer. A lot of people say breast cancer is pretty environmental. So if you want to put the right things in your body, the minerals, the supplements, the things that will keep you healthy, you need to go to DougStephanTeam.com. When you click onto that, you'll see 90 for Life, a healthy start pack, and all of the things that are in there are explained. Good way for you to get started on the road to health or keeping good health if you haven't. 855-309-TEAM, 855-309-8326. More and more people realizing that these things make great sense. Authentic health is what you're aiming for. And once you try that product and some of the other products that are there, you'll think to yourself, wow, this is pretty cool stuff. And you'll also be told about how you can participate in a business that distributes these products. So check it out for all kinds of reasons, all the right reasons. Go to DougStephanTeam.com or call 855-309-TEAM and get in on the bottom line of health.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
All right, so the shooting at the temple, you weren't here yesterday, so you didn't have a chance to sound off on this, Jennifer. Now the accused gunman has been identified, Wade Michael Page, Army veteran, served from April of 92 to October of 98. This guy's 40 years old. He was, also the former leader of a neo-Nazi music group called End Apathy.
That's great.
Yeah. He legally purchased the 9mm semi-automatic handgun used in the shooting. I'm opening up and there's nothing coming out because it's so frustrating to listen to these people on these various talk radio programs come back with the same stuff over and over again. It's beyond belief. These things happen all the time. And people are throwing up their hands. What do you do? All right? You don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I just know that you hear the same garbage from these people on both sides spewing out this foolishness. And yet we keep, these people are so angry, so full of hate, so full of hurt, that they feel like this is the only way for them to express themselves.
You know, we've talked about this before. I think it's our society. I mean, more than ever, our society has, they need the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. The Democrats, the Republicans,
right.
The this, the that. I mean, everybody has to have a side now. And I don't know if that's the way it always was. I mean, maybe I'm noticing it. I mean, was that always the way it was?
No. Well, not certainly the way that it is now.
It used to be. It was Americans against the Russians.
Right.
But now it's our country against itself in different areas.
Right, and that's how you destroy the country. This country is destroying itself with the stuff, the Harry Reid accusations against Romney. No, the news media plays all of this stuff.
A drama, because you want to see the TMZ thing on the news. It's too boring to just show, a deer crossing the road somewhere.
Why is it boring? Because people are overstimulated because of technology. I mean, there are all kinds of things. You can point your finger at all kinds of things. And if we don't fix them, then we are destroyed as a society. I don't see how else you can look at this, frankly. It is.
But who's even talking about this? Everybody wants to play the blame game when something like this happens.
Well, you have some of these idiots from these various groups go on and keep saying the same old thing. And all they are, I mean, I agree most of the time with the stance of the gun groups in terms of rights and stuff. But you get these same hardcore people, as you've suggested. And they just hammer away, and they make the Republicans look bad, frankly. I mean, the play here is on women your age. The play for the presidency is on women your age.
Because we're raising the next generation.
Oh, whatever. 21 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The number one most popular search right now is Jay Leno. Number two, I'm looking, Richie, I'm doing a little my morning search. I should actually talk about this more often than
You're
I do.
You're so good at this, too. You are Mr. Internet.
That's me.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
Historic event last night. Did you see this? Last night, NASA broadcast live footage of their rover making its dramatic landing on Mars. Incredible. Yeah. Then 8 hours later, NBC showed it.
Yeah.
But this was a. Did you watch it last night anyway?
I did watch it. And then I thought about, oh my God, there must be so much nerd sex happening tonight.
Trust me, there was. No, that was a pretty risky mission. It was so risky. NASA scientists dubbed 7 minutes of terror. That's what they called that mission.
Yeah.
7 minutes of terror. Yeah, NASA scientists named the mission after the time a woman tried to talk to them in the hallway.
Make it go away! Make it go away!
I don't understand.
Because they're nerds and they're not used to talking to women.
Oh, okay. That's what's my problem. 25 after the hour, Doug Steff and Jennifer Horn with the top topics of the day. During the last fiscal year, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, known as ICE, deported 396,906 illegals. Of that group, Jennifer, 217,000 were convicted criminals. So I wonder why we deport them. Why don't we keep them in jail? You deport them, they can come back again.
Because don't we do that? If you get arrested and you're not supposed to be here, you get sent back. Oh, but they were convicted.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
All right. Anybody got a thought on that? 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can post on Twitter, at Good Day Show, and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So what do we have, speaking of that, social media things that...
Well, you and I were talking last week, Dougie, about the U.S. basketball team. They were under fire for routing the Nigerians.
Yes.
So you and I debated, because you said they should have eased up a little, and I said, no, this is the Olympics, come on. And so a lot of people chimed in. Bill said, if they can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite...
That was original.
One of my favorite, though,
yeah.
BZ Polly said, maybe the U.S. players were tired of all the 419 internet scams coming into their inbox. Because, you know, some of them emanate from Nigeria.
Yes.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Ken said, when you let up and play at half speed is when injuries occur. Mason said, the badminton team got in trouble for losing, and we were told that the Olympics is all about playing your best at all times, so she thinks that they shouldn't have let up and that they should have played their absolute best. William said, not everyone can go home a winner. Han said, it's a competition, and we won. Terry said, it's called competition for a reason. Janet said that she agrees. She doesn't feel that the U.S. threw any games with Nigeria, so that's good. Colleen said, always do your personal best, always. Isn't that how we raise our children? Janet said, these are adults. They should be able to take it. If we were in junior high kids, they would be a whole different set of circumstances. So check that out. Also, Dr. Jay Kumar has posted some interesting articles about body, mind, and sport.
Yeah.
Facebook.com.
Well, he maintains that there are a lot of people that are doing well in the Olympics, or any of these athletic pursuits, who have their mind, their body, their spirit.
It is so much a mind game.
All aligned. Yeah, you got to have your head on straight. Otherwise, can you imagine Phelps didn't have his head on straight, how he would have done?
Yeah.
It's very important. Okay, that's good stuff. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever stepped into a vacation rental only to find the place is small, miles from the beach, or simply not even there? There's something called the New Vacation Rental Bill of Rights. It was developed by, you guessed it, a management company, Wyndham Vacation Rentals to be exact. But the overall concept is sound. As a renter, you have the right to access detailed and accurate listings, and properties should always be regularly inspected and maintained. More importantly, you should be able to pay online for your rental. But even if you're using a peer-to-peer service, there are some important tips to remember. There are no standards in the vacation rental industry, so it's all about coming to a mutually agreeable definition of terms. Don't just ask how many bedrooms there are, find out how many beds there are. Don't make assumptions about what's included. Get a rental agreement that spells out all the terms, including what's expected of you when you check out. Otherwise, that might mean saying goodbye to your deposit. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Did you know that a clean engine helps improve fuel economy? Did you know that reduced engine deposits help improve fuel economy? Cleaner intake valves? That helps improve fuel economy, too. That's why all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run cleaner, smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Gasoline that works smarter for you. Think clean.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on autotrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
It's 33 after the hour now, the review of the top topics of the day. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, a well-known pediatric surgeon from Chicago, dies while trying to rescue two drowning children. The surgeon-in-chief at the pediatrics hospital, Children's Hospital, jumped into Lake Michigan after seeing two boys struggling in the water. His name is Dr. Donald Liu. Tried to save the boys, but he got caught up in a riptide that pulled him under. He's 50 years old.
Oh, that's sad.
He was there at the beach with his wife and three children watching.
Ugh.
That is sad. But it's sad.
But he was brave.
Yeah. And I don't know what happened to the two boys. Does anybody know?
I would imagine that if something bad happened to them, that would probably be in the story.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Thank you, Jennifer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be, you know, big tragedy
yeah,
strikes.
Right. The town of Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Gunman walks into the Sikh temple there, opens fire. Six people are killed. Jennifer thinks this may be a plot. You think it is? 800-510-8255.
Seems like all of this stuff happens. Do you think it's a conspiracy? I've been working with you too long because I never used to think about conspiracy theories. I think everything is.
Yeah, tons of conspiracies. So who would benefit from all of this?
Gun control people.
Mm-hmm. They would benefit how?
Because it would be a springboard for people to start supporting that more.
Mm-hmm. Does this have the political overtones of a presidential race? Do you think more
yes.
people would vote for Mitt Romney because of this sort of thing? The people who are going to support gun ownership rights are voting for Mitt Romney anyway. So how does this benefit
most
him?
Most likely. I mean, not always, but most likely.
Yeah. Does it benefit congressional or senatorial races? in any way,
shape,
or form?
It could. I mean, it throws everything. I mean, yes, big events like this do impact all kinds of races, local, national.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's food for thought. 800-510-8255. There are lots of illusions that we all have to deal with. And this may be the biggest illusion of them all. This is really from the food for thought department. You, and Jennifer, I don't think you used the word illusion. I think I did. But there are a lot of illusions that we are confronted with every day. For example, you think when you turn on how many different channels you have choice, how many different channels there are 500 different channels.
Most lineups have about 800 to 900 channels.
Okay.
Now, those are repeats of other things. And, you know, the sad thing is that most of the, I mean, you can probably count 40 networks because they all have multiple channels that go with them now.
Media in this country has never been more consolidated.
Mm-hmm. That's
there
what I
are
mean.
Six companies that control 90%, staggering number.
That's
90%
true.
Of what you read, what you watch, what you listen to, 90% is controlled by just six companies.
For TV, it's Viacom, Disney, NBC Universal.
General Electric owns Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
NBC,
right.
Universal, and Focus Features.
Mm-hmm.
News Corporation owns Fox, The Wall Street Journal, New York Post, among others. Disney owns ABC, ESPN, Pixar, Miramax, and Marvel Studios. Viacom owns MTV, the Nick Networks.
All the Nick properties, yep.
BET, Country Music Channel, Paramount Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Time Warner owns CNN, HBO, and the Warner Brothers Studios, plus, of course, Time Magazine.
And guess who's working with them right now?
There you go, Jennifer.
The little CBS, guy versus the giant.
CBS owns Showtime, mm-hmm. the Smithsonian Channel, the NFL.com channel. Jeopardy, 60 Minutes, things like that.
And you're being kind by not reading the list. I mean, if you go through all the Disney networks,
right.
and if you go through all the Viacom networks, and if
yep.
you go through all the NBC Universal networks. Phew,
now,
list.
In 19, if you go back 30 years, American media was owned by 50 large companies, or considered large at the time. And now, this group, General Electric, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Warner Brothers, and CBS, own 90% of what you read,
mm-hmm.
what you see,
mm-hmm.
what you hear. Now, thinking about who controls these companies, there are 232 executives who control the information diet of, what, we have 300 million people in our country now, right? One media.
That's right, yeah.
One media mogul, executive, if you will, to 850,000 to 900,000 subscribers. Total revenue last year for the big six companies, over $300 billion. Right? I just think you ought to
and
have this stuff
you should
in your
think
head.
About, you know, everybody gets very upset with the cable and satellite providers when they take off their favorite show, like Dish Network's taking off Mad Men and AMC and the AMC network. What's happening is that because there are so few companies, these people from Viacom or from Disney go in and start negotiating and saying, well, if you want to take this property, you have to take all of this, and you have to pay X amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting when you are down to that those six companies that run so many of the programs, especially on TV that we watch,
yeah.
how much control that directly impacts our pocket. You may not see the financial impact of that, but your cable and satellite bill every month is a direct result of that because they're asking for more and more money, and they own all these channels so that they can really, I mean, they have a lot of leveraging power. Interesting.
The News Corporation, folks, own the top newspapers on three continents, North America, Europe, and Australia. You don't think that has an impact on what people think, mm-hmm. how they think?
And who decides what the news is?
In terms of radio, 80% of the stations owned by one company has the exact same playlist in that format. 80% of the stations in the adult contemporary genre that are owned by the largest company that owns more radio stations than anybody else, 80% of the stations' playlists match. Not a little. Everything. All decisions are made in one place. I'm not saying this is good or bad. I just think you ought to know. You ought to think about this as you consume the various media. So we think we have lots of choices because you have lots of tools, but what's available on all the tools is all the same stuff. Right? And people could say, well, what about you? You're on 400 radio stations. Yeah, that's true. 180, 190 maybe at the same time. I'm the little guy who peeps here and there. Imagine the big guys who have programs, well, they're only two or three, it sounds self-serving. There are probably three, four programs that have more stations than I do, but the stations are in a bigger market, so they have much more listenership. The idea that you have a choice is laughable. You only have a choice if you really work at it. I look at the, it's interesting, Jennifer, and this is the news, it really is. I'm looking at the news links that I have, and the stories. For example, USA Today is carrying a very interesting story about gun safety classes. Growing number of people, many of them women your age, are acquiring guns, they say, for self-protection. The professor of law who did the study, Don Cates from St. Louis University School of Law, says increased interest from women is a significant factor in the sale of guns and the arming of America. Women are being told they ought to be able to defend themselves. They're not thinking that. They're being told that. So the arsenal of guns, the gun business, is a great business to be in our country. A lot of people buying guns, buying ammo. And so, going back to what you said a few minutes ago, is this all a conspiracy? More people are being scared into buying guns, and that's really what it is. It's fear, the fear factor. Somebody's going to break into your house, you're a single mother of two, you got to protect your children, go get a gun. Right? Isn't that what you hear? Isn't that what you are thinking, many of you? I got to protect myself.
It's the message I get.
Yeah.
And the message that I actually, I'm okay with.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. But more guns, more violence, that's all. You can protect yourself, that's an important thing to do. But at some point, it becomes chaos because you can't control it. And we can't control this. Is that the fault of having so many guns around? Yeah. If the guy hadn't had a gun, he couldn't have done what he did. And that's
obvious.
Well,
this guy maybe, but crazy guy that did the Colorado thing would have come up with something else. He would have. He would have done gas. He would have done something. I mean, you know, there are other things that this opens a whole new can for. Does this mean we're going to have roadside explosives like they do in other countries?
It makes it harder. The lack of easily and readily available firearms to people who ought not to have them makes it much more difficult. Would you think that it was easy for those guys to get the fertilizer in the truck and blow up the federal building? That took a lot of work. And I'm thinking that a lot of these people...
That's the thing. That where there's a will, there's a way. They did it. Why did they do it?
I didn't finish
what I was
saying.
Go ahead.
No, the root of the problem is that people are angry about all kinds of things. And mostly the things that they're angry about are things that all of us are angry about. Not just a few people. We're all angry. We're sick and tired of the government being involved in everything. sticking its nose into everybody's business and having the controls in the hands of a very few people. I believe the French Revolution started. I think our revolution started with all of these things in a less sophisticated time, for sure. But it seems to me that we have a lot of thinking to do. Whether we're doing it or not remains to be seen. More of you are interested in Sharon Osbourne and why she's leaving AGT. What's the story, Jennifer?
She's making a stand, Doug. That's
making a statement.
That's the story. Yeah, she made a comment on Twitter that she wasn't coming back to America's Got Talent, and sure enough, she has quit. And that's because Jack, her son, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. He was supposed to be signed to this new show called Stars Earn Stripes, which is a competition where celebrities compete doing military activities, basically military training activities.
Yeah.
And when the network found out he had multiple sclerosis, they hadn't signed him yet, but they said, we won't be able to continue signing you because of your medical condition. So Sharon went to the network and said, you won't hire my son. I'm out of here. He needed something to look forward to, and you took that away from him. So she's out. She can't judge on any other network for 5 years, but that's really the only penalty that will follow her. She's got her talk gig. She'll be fine.
Yeah. And she can go to England and do whatever she wants.
Yeah, they actually offered to pay him the full amount of money that they were going to give him for the appearance, but he said no, he just wanted to do the job, so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What do you think? I mean, as NBC, and you have someone who's just been diagnosed with something, that's tricky, liability-wise.
Mm-hmm. So did she think it through?
I don't know. I mean, I think so. These rumors have been swirling for over a month, so I think obviously she thought it through enough.
Looks like Khloe Kardashian, qualified as she is to do so many different things.
Yes.
Right?
Actually, she's the Kardashian, I think, with the most personality. So if any Kardashian would do this job, it should probably be her. And that is, she's in the running to be the host of X Factor. Simon Cowell had one male host last year. He didn't work out so well. So now he wants to try to have a male and female host, and Khloe could fill the bill as both. I mean, as the female host.
Yeah. Right. And she has what for qualifications? What qualifies her?
Reality show career. Come on.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
They're on TV all the time, those Kardashians.
Right. They're great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Michael Phelps has a girlfriend. Why is that important?
Because she's a cocktail waitress. And an aspiring model. And apparently no one seemed to... He was trying to keep her on the QT, but people have found out that he's dating this lady, and she is from the States. So I don't know. I guess she visited him in London, and the paparazzi, they spotted them out.
Ooh.
Bum, bum, bum.
La, la, la. That's like Robert Pattinson being caught out.
For him, though. This is cool.
I think the guy needs to buck up and just move on. Obviously,
but
the
he's
woman.
One of those emotional types.
Oh, is he really?
But if you haven't heard the story, Reese Witherspoon extended her home to him. She has a home in Ojai, California, really pretty area. And so he's been staying there, and I guess on Friday he was seen at the Deer Lodge, which is kind of a country western place in the area, with his friends, and they were just having a great time, and he looked like he was recovering and feeling better. Yay.
Yeah, good for him.
Woo-hoo.
All right, it's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service
Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Wendy's is opening up new restaurants in Japan, and they're serving lobster and caviar sandwiches.
Why aren't we getting that?
I don't know. We better check into that, Jennifer. 51 after on Good Day.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, 53 after the hour, better living, technology, all that good stuff. Actually, today's report from Shelley Palmer, Jennifer, who's our technology overseer, focuses on the Mars rover named Curiosity that landed on, they call it the Red Planet. Mm-hmm. I guess that's because it looks
red dust, planet. Right?
Right, exactly. It took 14 years to make this all work. Some people are questioning whether it was worth the $2 billion that was spent to get it there. The way we're racking up points here on our planet, we better find some other place to move to. And is it worth $2 billion? I love the way people sort of paraphrase or parenthetically, well, in this budget crisis time, do you understand how much money is wasted in this country? Would this be considered by you a waste of money? What it does, if we have people who really think this is a waste of money, it really is there's a deep sickness in our society where people would rather see money wasted. Which would you spend $2 billion on? Going to war against some country or trying to learn?
Something good that unites everybody?
Yeah, right.
Something good that unites everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's think about that. All right, so Shelley Palmer reports in a moment here on Good Day.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
We'll be right back.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, NASA's new Mars rover, Curiosity, has finally landed on the red planet after over 14 years of planning. The project, which cost $2.5 billion, has seen years of launch delays and problems with funding. But landing on Mars is no easy task. Many previous missions have failed, and the United States is the only country to successfully land on Mars, save for one Russian rover that suffered a communications failure shortly after landing. Curiosity is equipped with the most complex laboratory that's ever been sent to another planet. Its first task is to raise its instruments, including an antenna, cameras, and a rock vaporizing laser. Once the cameras are raised, it'll begin taking panoramic shots of its surroundings. Soon after, it will take its first drive, and in September, it will begin collecting soil and drilling into rocks in hopes of finding the answer to the question on everyone's mind: has there ever been life on Mars? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on AutoTrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
For a while now, Exxon and Mobil have been talking about clean. But what exactly does clean mean? Well, it means all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits. It means our gasoline helps clean your intake valves, your engine runs smoother, and reduce emissions. It even means it helps improve fuel economy. At Exxon and Mobil, clean means gasoline that works smarter for you. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Think clean.
The new school year upon us, before you know it, Jennifer, means a fresh start. Time
Boo!
Of year when parents try to get their children back into healthful habits. Brian Osich finds out that there are a few easy ways to help ensure that your children eat and drink very good food and get the nutrition they need to tackle the busy days ahead.
School is back in session, and registered dietitian Bonnie Tabdix says students need to fuel themselves by eating and drinking healthfully throughout the day.
This time of year is a perfect opportunity for parents to create some new healthy habits, and you should start by making sure your kids are hydrating healthfully. Try to encourage your family to drink 8 ounces of water before 8 a.m. to help them stay hydrated first thing in the morning. And you can make hydration fun by joining the Nestle Pure Life Hydration Movement, a pledge to swap one sugared beverage a day with water for a year.
Tabdick says give your kids the nutritious fuel they need throughout the day.
Why not transform a typical packed lunch into a delicious yet nutritious powerhouse by swapping white bread for whole wheat and including lean protein like chicken, low-fat cheese, or nut butter, and packing snacks like Air Pop treats or fruits, and help them wash it down with refreshing, calorie-free water.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.